that we talk about.
Really?
By like 3 minutes.
That's funny.
And we're recording.
Oh, yay.
How exciting.
Burr, burr, burr.
Jeff made joke.
Jeff made joke.
Jeff made joke.
It's a Black Mirror episode about that.
There definitely is a Black Mirror episode about
there
that.
There is. So, this is pretty scary.
Pretty scary. Pretty scary.
Ooh. You know I'm not good at sound effects, you guys.
I think you're doing
That's
great.
That's when I get quiet.
Carrie, we just want you
here
try. To be you.
I mean,
pretty scary. Boo.
No.
What was
you're
your,
right.
What
you're,
was
you're
your
pretty
mascot?
Bad at that.
What was
we
your...
were the IBC gray ghost. Boo.
Yeah. The other day she pulled a boo on me like that. But it was funny because I came in wearing her school colors, I guess.
Maroon and gray.
And she like snapped into this like whole thing. She's like, boo. I'm like, what?
I was like, I was an IBC gray ghost in high school. Boo.
She was sparkling when she
what
talked
was
about
IBC?
It.
Where did you go to high school?
Chillicothe.
Oh, Chillicothe.
Yeah. She has lots of stories about Chillicothe.
I've been there. I don't have any stories about it.
Yeah, it's pretty small. There's not a lot to it. It's only like 6,000 people. And with that being said, I was in a beauty competition.
Yep.
In
Miss Chillicothe,
my senior year of high school.
She's never gonna get over it.
I didn't place out of 7.
Oh well, you know, not everyone can place.
Nope. Yep, just 3 out of the 7.
I just think it's impressive that you were in a beauty contest.
My talent was a dance that I improvised as I went along to American Bandstand.
It's the most you
And
thing.
I wore a red, white, and blue. I know, I wing things that I shouldn't wing. Like being in front of like hundreds of people.
Or moving. She spent
anyway.
A month homeless. That was such a good what? Story.
Yeah, that was...
No. I'm
well,
not a bad
I
person.
Don't, I don't know.
It was really funny and awful at the time, but it's funny that she survived it. But Carrie had a whole gap between her last place and her new place, and she braved how many different people's places?
3.
It was amazing. It was like watching
oh,
a
so
long
you were legit homeless.
Well, when I left Long Beach to move to LA, I just assumed it would be easy. So I just told my landlady, I was like, I'm going to be moving out in 30 days, and then I didn't find a place, and then it turned out to be a lot harder than I thought it would be to find a place because they get snapped up really quickly.
Yeah, they do.
And I didn't find any time to come up here and look around in any way. So by the time I found a place with our good friend Danielle Soto, her place wasn't open until a month later.
Yes.
So I had to move my stuff into storage and pay for them to move my stuff. Slept on couches for a month. Which, by the way, I go to, like, I've got a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, unpacking suits out of my suitcase every morning as I'm getting up off a couch and washing my pits in a sink.
It was,
and I'm, like a 40-year-old professional.
It was so bad.
That's my nightmare.
That at one point, she came to record at my house, and I went into the bathroom for a second, and I came out in the living room, and she was gone. And then I went back into my bedroom, and she was just laying on my bed. And I was like, are you okay? She's like, I just wanted to lay in a bed. I got so sad.
Yeah,
I was
at that
like,
point,
oh,
I had
Carrie.
Been in a bed in like 3 weeks.
Oh my god! Oh,
laid on a bed and
this is a scary story.
It was pretty scary.
Pretty scary. Boo!
We did it.
You are so happy just now. I love it. Oh, pretty scary. Boo.
Pretty scary. Boo.
Pretty scary. Boo.
What's up, boo?
Oh, good job. I'm pretty happy right now.
Me too. So what should we talk about first? We have so much to talk about.
Well, we had talked briefly, and I didn't realize it would unravel, nor did anybody at the time. But
so profoundly.
The one about the couple where all of a sudden his Facebook, the boyfriend's Facebook, came back to life.
Yeah, we talked about it. I realized right before we recorded, we didn't talk about it on the last episode of this podcast, but we did talk about it the last time.
The lines are blurring,
the
but yeah,
three of
it was,
us did the regular podcast. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter. People,
no, I'm
people
assuming
don't remember
it's the
that way.
Same
I don't
group
know.
Of people, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting so specific, but
you're drunk.
I'm just starting. I took a nap before this and everything. I have to work all night. I'll be drunk by the time I go to bed.
You're drunk.
Yeah, we covered it last time. This couple went missing, and the guy's Facebook page went active again just like a couple days after they went missing. And I don't remember what our hypothesis was on it.
Well, nobody had ever heard anything from or about the girlfriend. So
right.
I think they thought somebody had hacked into his Facebook and was playing like a cruel prank on his family. Yeah,
they thought somebody was just being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
true. Oh, how right they were.
Yeah, I mean.
Because someone was being a huge asshole.
But it was the guy being the asshole. It was fucking Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
It's just so scary.
Right.
So, okay. So when we last left our hero, basically, these two people were missing. Like you guys said, the Facebook account gets active. And then did they like triangulate basically where?
Well, one of her last social media posts right. said she was going to meet with this guy.
At his farm.
And
she didn't say what for.
It didn't say, but she brought her boyfriend. So
do we know why now? Because I can't find it anywhere.
I haven't found it either.
I don't know what.
It doesn't say why. And I don't believe it ever said who was doing the Facebook post. Like that still wasn't cleared up. But
yeah.
they were able to find her by tracking down the last place she was. They found this guy who turned out to be a real estate agent. I find it fascinating.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Let's call that the side gig.
Yeah.
I just find it so interesting when there's somebody who's like a professional. You know, it's like, what if he sold you your house?
Well, the thing is, every real estate agent I've ever met has been one economic downturn from some serious drug addiction or something. Like most real estate agents are like living on a prayer. And
one step away from working for Remax.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a happy life from what I can tell, for the most part.
Still, he's a homeowner. Like he has a better FICO score than me.
I'm sorry.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, he's kind of killing it.
I maybe
kind of killing the game right now.
Well, he's definitely not going to have to pay a mortgage ever again.
All things considered. He's kind of doing all right.
He's killing the game and people.
So, okay. Yeah. So, strong possibility. My theory is that in the spirit of this podcast, and if I'm being completely honest about how my brain works, clearly the boyfriend's ghost came back to reanimate his Facebook account so they could find his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's obviously what happened.
I think that makes the most sense. 'Cause
it's pretty scary, boo.
Boo. Not going to get sick of that one at all. I love it. So yeah, so the ghost came. Ghost of the ex-boyfriend came back and to save his girlfriend.
Right. Have we said, we didn't say how they found her yet, right?
Like, no.
What
no.
state she was found in.
So
you broke the news to us.
Yeah, she was they found her in a shipping container chained by the neck and the ankle. And she said this guy who didn't own the, he owned the farm but didn't live there. And he's the real estate. His name's like Todd Kolkep or something mm-hmm. like that. And
which, by the way, sounds like something a crazy person would say to the person they're keeping in a fucking shipping container. Like, oh, BT Dub, I don't really live here, so no one's going to find you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't know.
But I will be back to feed you and walk you once a day.
Yeah, he did walk her, so.
Well, they said she.
Not foreshadowing alert. Maybe he's not that bad of a guy, guys.
She was in what they said was a cage inside the shipping container that right. looked like a shark cage.
Like a shark
that
cage.
They would lower into the water.
Like, what a stud. This guy owned a shark cage and everything.
Who was his biggest supporter?
His mom.
His mom really sticks by his side. But
I hate her.
Just a couple more details. Mm-hmm. The girlfriend, as soon as she was found, she was like, yeah, I saw him kill my boyfriend.
And when he would take her for walks,
he would
show her shallow graves. And yeah. I think say that's where your boyfriend's buried. And then also
that's where you're
going
to
try
be.
To escape. Yeah, this is where you could be.
Yeah, as soon as they found this guy, they like implicated him in like six murders right away.
Seven. There was another couple. When I'm on, I'm on.
Yeah, Carrie's here.
Yeah,
Carrie is so not.
There was a shooting at a motorcycle shop years before where he had killed four people, and then this time around he killed the boyfriend and then another couple whose bones right. they discovered on the property. So that's seven. She could have been eight.
Right, right. She would have.
So what do you think? I mean, the thought that I had once all of these pieces kind of started to come together was like, why did he keep her? Because the bike shop murder was very like.
He was mad.
Well, yeah. And it was a mass shooting. I mean, and that's a different, in my mind, that's a different kind of gear than, and now I'm going to keep someone.
Like,
I don't. And also, like, it's pretty rare that somebody gets out of a, a mass shooting. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
how?
Okay. For that one, I don't know which all of the four, but apparently they had made fun of him because he had bought a motorcycle that got stolen and he came back and was like, can I get a new one? And they were like, oh, like, is something bad going to happen again? He goes, they really like ticked me off. So I shot them all. Don't know what happened with the couple.
Normal.
But then this time with the boyfriend, he goes, the boyfriend really ticked me off. He was a jerk. Yeah. So I shot him. But they had also said that he had raped before. So...
Yeah, at 14.
Yeah, it's like he's got kind of
I assume she was a sex slave, even though he told the mom that he did not rape her, and the mom says he would have told me.
Yeah, the mom, we found an article.
Fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, really, no, she's just a real cunty lady.
We found an article, granted it's on Daily Mail, but...
So bear with us, but the picture... Yeah. The picture of the mom makes me feel like all of this is true.
Yeah, yeah. They did legitimately interview the
mom. She's got like a turtleneck on with a necklace hanging over the top of her turtleneck, which to me is the sign of a bad mom.
And it was, I think what they're that's very true.
I mean, that's a bad mom. Like that's a terrible mom. You're the kind of mom that's like, you don't need TV. Here's Yahtzee. Like, fuck you.
Oh,
like,
fuck you.
You're going to create somebody that's going
to go outside and play and kill people.
Yeah.
No, she, yeah. Mm-mm.
So I think a lot of this that's in this Daily Mail article comes from the 48 Hours covered this on CBS.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I missed it. Did either of you see it?
I didn't see it either. Okay. Thank you, Daily Mail. But yeah, the mom, I mean, she does kind of give some insight into this guy. She makes it seem like he does just have a really shitty temper. Which I guess is a little better than just being a serial killer, maybe.
No, he kept a girl.
How many people?
So, yeah, but that's the thing. She also seems to really cover for the fact that he's probably a rapist, too.
He's misunderstood.
Yeah, that's the words she uses are infuriating when she talks about this guy.
Well, again, when they were talking about the girl he kidnapped and she was like, you know, it couldn't have been like that bad. Like, you know, he'd feed her once a day and take her out for walks and gave her a place to sleep. And the girl he raped was a 14-year-old when he was 15. And she said it wasn't that bad because he walked her home.
Yeah, at least he walked her home. She actually said
more guys than I realized.
In a letter she wrote to the court, she said something like, why is no one taking into account that he walked her home? Mm-hmm. It's like because he fucking raped her at gunpoint, lady.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
I bet she writes in shorthand. What a bitch.
What a piece of shit this lady is.
Right?
I bet her lunch notes were like, watch out.
He probably got her a great deal on a house.
If he wants chocolate milk, you give him the chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And you know what? This mom is like everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these parents that like cannot comprehend that their child is pure garbage because obviously they're pure garbage.
Right, right.
Somebody needs to make this woman read We Need to Talk About Kevin. That's what needs to happen. Let's all mail her a copy.
I don't know if I've seen that, but we did watch Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
And do you remember what Mrs. DuPont did?
Yeah, she hired friends for her son. Mm-hmm. But he also called...
Yeah.
See, I would love to know if this... How do we say his last name? Todd Colehep. If Todd, I feel like a lot of things would get cleared up if we found out whether or not Todd called his mom or mother. Because if it's mother, then it's like, mother, this is all her fault.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's all hellfire coming from her vajaj, and I don't like her.
Yeah, she seems like a character either way. Probably a great mom.
No, I think we're dealing with a Norman Bates situation. The correlation between like serial killers and mommy issues is a very strong one.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot of these guys that hate their mom for a reason. Like, and if she's defending his behavior, then she's played a hand in this indirectly or directly, no matter what. And that's my honest to God opinion on that kind of thing. Because she's not coming out saying like, oh, yeah, no, that he's bad. Bad news.
Does real estate have no screening process at all? Like this guy was a
not really.
Convicted
you don't,
rapist.
You don't need to have like, I mean, look, if somebody wants to comment and clear this up for us, please do. But to my understanding, there's a reason why there's a lot of ex so-and-sos in real estate. because you can have horrible credit. You can have a criminal history. You don't ask a real estate agent for a background check before they... It's all word of mouth. So if you get a couple clients, that's it.
One of the side articles that they had was talking about him being a real estate. And they're like, yeah, he would make inappropriate comments at work. He would watch pornography. And always. He would add in macabre jokes in marketing literature. But he was great at his job. And he was Rookie of the Year in 2008.
Murders and executions, mergers and acquisitions. They don't care as long as you bring the money in. It's true, though. Seriously, like as long as he was making that bottom line, it doesn't matter. They don't care.
Fucking real estate game is shady, man.
Shady as shit.
Can you imagine if we went? Okay, first of all, it's not like it will ever happen.
Let's
in my
go buy
lifetime.
A house from this
right.
guy
well,
for an episode.
I can't. I already know. I have credit karma. But in a world where I had good credit, if I were to go by myself, can you imagine if Todd Kohlhepp showed me a house? Like
I gotta be honest, Carrie. Like it definitely would be Todd Kohlhepp if you
were to buy a house. No, that's like, my I luck.
You. I know. You.
I've got the worst luck.
But the best thing about you is, like, I don't think anything would happen to you because you would get uncomfortable and then make up some fantastic lie to leave.
I would probably falling in love somehow with Todd Kohlhepp. And we'd be married and you'd both be invited to our wedding.
I would officiate.
I would go. I'd go for sure.
I wouldn't be the first. Thank you.
I'd check out his shallow graves. I've never seen one of those before. Only on TV, not
Carrie,
in real life.
Your ceremony is in this shipping container. This is interesting.
No, this is the shipping container.
Got it. And then he like leans in. He's like, just to clarify, this isn't my property. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, you got a good guy.
No
here.
One will ever find you here.
Yeah, interesting. Why does he keep asking for my Facebook password information? That's a little weird.
Yeah, I still want to know what this girl was going to see him for.
That's what I'm dying to find out. Like, why was she headed there? It reminded me of Making a Murderer when What's-Her-Face was going to go take a picture of the car.
Teresa Hollenbach.
Yeah, when she was going to take... I always want to say Hollerbach, but that's...
Hollerbach, girl.
Hollbach.
Yeah. Hollbach, you're right.
Hollbach.
When she was going to go take a picture of the car for, like in the pre-internet era of Car Trader. Yeah, magazine. Yeah. Was it just like, it's got to be something stupid like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he sent them some kind of fishy email that was like, I've got a plot of land that I'm willing to sell you for $4,000.
Yeah, who knows?
I hope it wasn't dumb like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope it was. I hope it wasn't just like, I don't know. I hope she wasn't like just going to meet this dude and the boyfriend found out and showed up.
Man, you know, I'll tell you, Craigslist does not need this kind of heat. So let's just hope that it
absolutely.
Is not.
Well, no, this was Facebook, though.
Facebook
could use some scandal.
I think it was a Memorial Day weekend, too. It was like a holiday weekend. So what if she was going over for like a barbecue?
She's got her like fucking Heineken like under her
He's
arm.
He's an eater. You can tell by his man boobs.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a Tommy Bahama jail shirt in the picture. It's like very loose, like rayon. Like,
hated the largest size possible.
Can't run with the big dog.
Size.
Stay on the porch.
Can you?
That's what it says on the tag.
It's
of
got
this.
A picture of Panama Jack's face on the back.
He's got a fucking fedora in jail.
Oh, this fucking guy. Who knew that story would develop into that? So much fun.
I mean, honestly, so much fun. This guy, the thing that scares me about this guy and that you always say about serial killers is like, I've seen this guy. This guy is the most normal looking, angry white dude you could possibly find.
He owns... Like,
what does he own?
Khakis. Largest size, but khakis.
Does he tuck in his short sleeve polo shirt?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. The uniform.
Dockers. And he plays golf on the weekends with the boys.
I guarantee that's what Peyton Manning's wearing right now.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, this guy, I have the same reaction whenever I see serial killers or someone that I find out was in the CIA or is a spy. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. I would never
one
have
of
known.
Us.
Yeah. Although I will say that the one thing that anytime I see a mass shooter, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It's rare that I've seen a mass shooter and thought like, oh, wow, that I wouldn't have seen. It's always like a weird bowl cut situation.
For sure.
You know, but this guy just looks like a serial killer in like that negative capability sort of way of looks like an everyman. And I wouldn't have.
This guy's a school shooter who just couldn't find a gun as a kid.
Right.
Basically.
Because his mom wouldn't let him outside.
Yeah, it had to come out in other ways.
I bet his mom bought him like a bunch of oversized stuffed animals throughout his childhood.
Too many dirty pillows out there to look at. Any Carrie fans?
Yeah.
Carrie the movie. We're all fans of yours.
I was like, I'm right here, guys.
Carrie got super.
Because personally, I'm on the fence. I don't know. Let's talk about it, Caitlin.
What if
uh-huh.
the person who hacked in and wrote the Facebook comments
was his mom?
Was Jeff May. Jeff May Joe!
Jeff May Joe!
Jeff May Joe!
Boo!
Y'all ready for jokes? Oh, so much fun.
This joke has... There is going to be more of that. Don't worry.
And this is the episode where we're not drinking. Well, I am.
Yeah, we're all stone sober.
Now Adam's over there slurring. So.
I don't need alcohol to be like this.
Oh, okay.
That's the sad part or good part.
It is more fun, though, if you have alcohol. It was just a rough weekend for me.
I point more. That's the only difference. And you can't see it because you're not here. But if I'm drinking, I point a lot more. But that's about it, I think.
Oh, well, I don't want any part of that shit.
And she'll say, you know what, Adam Todd? Unpack that.
She tries to get really deep. No, I just try to give you room to talk. But now I'm going to look up other words. I used elaborate in our upcoming episode about Amanda Knox. Mm-mm. Instead of unpack that.
Good.
Foxy Noxy.
What a bitch. Okay, what are we... I hate her.
Yeah, she does seem like a piece of shit.
She's a piece of shit.
Should we talk about Brendan Dassey? Oh. Since we were just talking about Teresa Halbach.
Yes.
You two got him out of prison.
Good job, Carrie. Actually, it's Carrie. I can't take any credit for it. She's 2 for 2 with writing prison letters and acquittals.
Did you know that?
Who's the other one?
Ryan Ferguson?
Her unrequited love, Ryan Ferguson.
I don't know the Ryan Ferguson story.
Oh, you've never heard of him?
No.
Carrie? Oh,
I've got this guy. So, I can't remember the year, but it was at this point, probably 14, 15 years ago, but he was underage and his sister gave him a fake ID and he had this kind of acquaintance friend named Chuck and they were in St. Louis, Missouri. And it was Halloween mm-hmm. night or weekend. And so they're all out partying and they went to this club. And then afterwards, I guess they went home. Well, nearby, there was a newspaper.
Stand?
No, clipping. Newspaper. Where they write. No, where they, God, this turned into charades.
Dispenser?
No, where they write, like a newspaper.
Office?
Office, yeah. I feel like it's called something else.
I don't think so. Headquarters?
Yes. Yeah, so
they were at the headquarters.
HQ. So the sports writer.
Taxi, take me to the newspaper fast.
I think I have heard this story, but go on.
So the sports reporter got bludgeoned that he had been beaten to death and strangled with his belt. This. Right.
At the newspaper.
So the guy, Chuck, like days later, decides that he had dreamed that him and this guy, Ryan,
killed him.
They got convicted and sent to prison. And during different times of their incarceration, Chuck would say, like, no, it was just me. And then it would be, no, it was, you know, I don't know. He went back and forth a lot.
Again, all based on a dream that he
had. Yeah, they said the couple people that testified, it was like a janitor and like a bump security alcoholic guy.
Yeah, my dad.
And afterwards they said, you know, they recanted and said, no, we were pressured into saying that it was Ryan and Chuck and it wasn't. And so I can't remember who the lawyer is who gets everybody off.
Well, Carrie. Waka waka.
All right.
She's with the Innocence Project, but she is also working with the Brendan Dassey case. Anyway, he got exonerated after 10 years, but I wrote him.
Meanwhile,
mm-hmm. I remember it was 4 years ago. I wrote Ryan Ferguson a letter in prison because I thought he was hot.
Oh.
And I was
you
like,
are one of those.
Oh, yeah, man.
Where is he going to go? He's got nothing but time to write me back.
And he wrote you back?
Nope. No, but I think I know where I went wrong. When I wrote the letter, I made it all about me.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't open it up for a conversation. Mm-mm. Now,
yeah, you want to give him a chance to talk.
In sharp contrast, however, her letter to Brendan Dassey was very engaging.
Also very romantic.
She questioned his love of cats. I think I think in the letter she wrote cats, really? Which is great, but he wrote us back and just literally gave us a list of his favorite things.
Yep.
Aww.
Favorite wrestler, John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Favorite snack, I believe apple and celery.
Yep.
What?
There's favorite chips. Favorite season is fall.
Funyuns were on the list.
Yeah.
Fall's a good season.
His favorite animal, though, my favorite part was when he said his favorite animal was a cat / lynx.
Favorite conviction?
Sure.
Innocent.
Hey-o.
Hey, what?
Hey-o. But yeah, we got a letter back, but I'm just saying that Carrie's written all of two people, and they've both been acquitted. Well, wow. He's not technically acquitted, but we're going to assume that that's what's
going on. Yeah, so my exoneration, I'm like an exoneration good luck charm.
She's like the whisperer.
So if anybody wants me to write anybody,
yeah, let me know. Send us the name of innocent people in prison.
With a check for $25.
She'll write an incredibly self-absorbed letter to prison. And they'll never...
When he got out, by the way...
Oh, yeah. This is the best part.
He had a girlfriend.
Okay.
I've been single the entire time he was in prison, by the way. He comes out, has a girlfriend who wrote him in prison.
Mm.
Oh.
It really stings.
But she helped with his exoneration.
Oh, I wonder what made the difference between you two.
That's what I'm saying. Now I know.
Yeah, next time you
learn
you help
with the
with
first
that
prison letter.
It all comes
the
down.
The second one, this one was way more fluid.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job, Carrie.
Thank you.
Social justice
I did take pictures
warrior.
Of the before and after.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know where I put Brendan Dassey's letter. She said I should
I have it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I saved it
we
for
us. We should sell it on eBay.
Yes.
And buy some equipment for the studio.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Or a grotto. Let's buy a grotto.
Let's buy at least a water fountain to put in the corner.
Or one of those coolers for... our snacks.
Nothing yes. goes together better than electronic recording equipment and water. That's for sure.
Yes.
So I'm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we won't die.
We want to do that.
But yeah, so now back to the story. He is. So I'm confused. Are they letting him out before he gets retried, or has he been acquitted?
I wonder if he's out on bail.
Okay, we got to look this up. He can't be out on bail because he's already been convicted.
I don't believe so.
Oh, I was going to look for a link that doesn't exist because
I actually had it up.
Carrie just sent it to me right before
Dassey's
we recorded.
That was my fault.
I was taking a nap.
Aww.
/ drinking.
I woke up and it said, let's talk about Brendan Dassey. Is to be freed while state appeals ruling.
Okay.
So the state feels like his conviction should stand. Because the state of Wisconsin, as we learned during last week's presidential
made
election,
out of is, buttholes exclusively. Yeah. It's a whole state. It's miraculous,
big
actually.
Isn't that hot dogs?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's also, before they become hot
I mean, my
dogs.
Mom lives in Wisconsin, but she didn't vote for Trump, so it's fine.
But the connective tissue of the actual state, which is buttholes, has nothing to do with your mom.
Right, right.
It's if you
just
dig,
a state made of butt.
Yeah, it's all,
What's
and not
Florida?
Even the good part of the butt. Florida is made out of armpits.
Yeah. And
everyone seems to be
warts.
Very angry with Florida.
No, not this time.
Florida
I knew Florida
is
was
almost auspicious, though. It's like everyone keeps getting mad at Florida and telling it that it's stupid.
No, well, those
Florida
are,
doesn't care.
Those are people that never got over
Florida's
their
like a cat
deadbeat dad. It's like just accept that that's where your relationship is and let it go. Let's focus on other states where we can make some real changes. Florida is not one of them. Why would we care? Why do we try?
They always say an earthquake is going to knock California off. Why can't it knock Florida off? It's barely hanging on.
Well, they get hurricanes.
Right.
A hurricane will take them.
They take it out.
They get their own. I mean, first of all, half of the people there are like cowboys on meth. So that we have that going for us in regards to the Florida argument. Secondly, their weather sucks. Their mosquitoes are
horrifying.
The size of softballs. So, I mean, they all deserve to live in Florida.
Can we annex Florida?
Yeah, we could.
But keep Miami somehow.
We could make it part of Cuba, maybe.
Cuba doesn't
flip
deserve
it around.
That. They've been through enough. Don't do that to the Cubans.
Yeah.
They gave us the mojito.
What do you guys
fine.
Think of California wanting to form its own?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Like, California, Oregon, and Washington want to team up and be its own country. It's like, how badly do you want to get invaded by Russia, you fucking idiots?
Yeah, well, like, that's, we won't survive. It's not going to happen.
We will be new Mexico.
But also, it's just not, it's also just not going to happen. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it will never happen. Alaska talks about it all the time. Texas talks about it. It's like.
Also, this election was not, it was close. And I'm not going to leave a bunch of fucking people in the dust and be like, fuck you guys. I got to live in nice, shiny California. Like, I'm not doing that. I have, no. I mean, it's on a serious note, but.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, most serial killers are from those states. We got to do something to help. Yeah.
Let's get back to talking about something fun. Let's talk about Rodney Alcala.
Let's talk about Rodney Alcala and how he is my neighbor.
Yeah, you said he's from your hometown.
Huntington Beach, California. In my hometown. It's back.
Represent.
Represent. This guy.
This guy's got a crazy story. He, for one thing, what I think this part of the story is kind of old, but I just saw it the other day. This guy's got like a stash of like 75 pictures that were found in his possession when he was finally arrested, because he's gotten like 3 death sentences in his life and he's gotten out of prison just like through normal means two times.
But look at that smile.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, he's a charmer. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Well, this guy also, and they have confirmed at least one of the people in these pictures is a victim of his. So it's probable that a lot of other people in those pictures
there
are
were
too.
Other pictures, but they said they couldn't post them all because some of them were pornographic in nature.
Yeah.
But there has been one, I believe they posted them in 2010. So in the last 6 years, one family has come forward, but there's, 90 something women.
Yeah. And this guy, he went to prison the first time because someone saw him lure a girl into his apartment or into his house and called the police. And by the time the police got there, he had raped this girl and beaten her with a pipe, but fled.
Her name was Tally Shapiro. She was 8.
Why do you know this?
Because there, it was a one of those 48-hour shows. I've seen it before. I knew this story as soon as you brought it up because of the dating game, but she survived.
Yeah, she survived.
And I think it was because a neighbor or someone saw her get lured in by him.
Right.
And so came in and he fled, or he'd already fled and
yeah,
saw
he had
her
fled by the time the police got
on the
there.
Floor. She was like on her way to school or something. And I believe it was in LA.
Yeah, yeah, it was in definitely.
So she was able to survive, probably because of the neighbor finding her, and so she was talking about it. But that was the first victim.
But then her family took her to Mexico and wouldn't let her testify because he got convicted and it got like overturned or something, and she was going to have to testify, and they were like, "No."
I can't remember. Wasn't her parents like rich, like record executives or something? I felt like she
maybe
had
I'm
some
thinking
clap
of the second case. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's two. I think, but I feel like she is the one that they took to Mexico and wouldn't let.
I can understand
testify.
That though. Like at a certain point, like with your kid, like because
I was 8.
But then he got out. But then he got out of prison and just did it again.
But they're going to get out of prison. This system doesn't keep these guys in the system. Like,
yeah, what's crazy is this guy got sentenced a couple times under what's called indeterminate sentencing, which means as soon as they see a hint of you being rehabilitated, the parole board can go, okay, you're free. And this guy twice got out of prison because...
Here, I bet we can reenact how that went. Hey, Adam, I know that you raped that 8-year-old girl. Do you think you're going to do that again?
No.
All right, cool.
Not.
See you later. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Like it.
Yeah. That's. And then.
And I don't think you can rehabilitate sex offenders. I'm sorry. Like, I really.
Doesn't seem like you can rehabilitate this guy.
I mean,
nothing else.
I know that there's a lot of gray area with like statutory rape. And I think that a lot of people get pegged for the wrong reasons for that. And I actually believe that. And I understand that.
Right.
But what I don't understand is how some guy can get pulled over with an ounce of weed in his car and get like 20 years, no exaggeration. Meanwhile, a guy can molest a bunch of kids and he's in jail for like 7 years and then is let out early on good behavior.
Yeah.
Good behavior compared to what? Like you can't molest a kid in jail. unless they're doing like the worst field trip of all time. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just really scary.
Okay. So I fact found.
Oh, Carrie's back.
Here we go. Carrie's back, everybody.
Yes. It took me a minute to Google. He's 73 right now. He's in San Quentin.
Good.
He committed his first known crime in 68. A motorist in L.A. called police after watching him lure an 8-year-old girl named Tally Shapiro into his Hollywood apartment. God. The girl was found raped and beaten with a steel bar, and then Alcala had fled. Then he, to evade the resulting arrest warrant, he left the state and enrolled in the NYU Film School using the name John Berger.
As one does.
Figures.
In of that situation.
Looks like 3 years later, he obtained a counseling job at a New Hampshire arts camp for children using a slightly different alias, John Berger.
Oh, that hurts my stomach.
Yeah, that's bad.
In June of that year, a TWA flight attendant was found raped and strangled in her Manhattan apartment. Her murder would remain unsolved for the next 40 years. In early 71, he was one of the 10 most wanted fugitives. Yes. Alcala was arrested and extradited to California. By then, Tally Shapiro's parents had relocated their entire family to Mexico refused to allow her to testify at Alcala's trial. Unable to convict him of rape and attempted murder without their primary witness, prosecutors were forced to permit Alcala to plead guilty to a lesser charge of assault. Wow. He's paroled after 34 months in 74.
Of course.
And then in
assault, by the way, just that alone, after 34 months, they let him go. After beating a human with a pipe.
And in the midst of all this, he fucking appears on the dating game.
Well, he is single. We'll say that. I mean, that part he's not lying about.
But he's already convicted of sex crimes by that point.
Yeah, but so many people in Hollywood are.
Okay, so he was on
White Noise, Adam.
Dating game in 78, but before then, the year before in 77, after a second release from prison, Alcala's LA parole officer took the unusual step of permitting a repeat offender and a known flight risk to travel to New York City.
Oh my God.
They believe a week after arriving in Manhattan, Alcala killed Ellen Jane Hover, 23, the daughter of the owner of Ciro's, which wasn't that the comedy store?
I think that was a comedy store, yeah.
A popular Hollywood nightclub and goddaughter of Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. Her remains were found buried on the grounds of the Rockefeller Estate in Westchester County. And then in 78, he was on the dating game.
He was on the dating game and won, but the woman decided he was too creepy and wouldn't go out with him.
Even the, I think Bachelor number 2 also said that he was creepy.
Good choice.
Yeah, how did that guy get on the show?
And because then, he knows people in the industry. He's that guy.
They didn't screen. They probably didn't screen. I mean, that was
He was a successful photographer, true to some extent.
I mean, he took at least 93 photos. I mean, we know that much.
He successfully took a lot of pictures.
I'm not surprised. I mean, when I'm with the people that I meet doing just like unpaid stand-up, this doesn't surprise me at all. That makes total sense.
They have a lot of charisma. A lot of serial killers do.
Yeah, he's a sociopath.
They
like
him to Ted Bundy.
He does. Yeah, he has a Bundy thing going.
We're recording again.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, he's a charismatic guy.
I think that's like how I think about that a lot in the context of like what kind of state of mind you need the other person to be in order to kill them, right? Like, you can't... I mean, they like the fear, right? Because they're crazy, but only once they've gained control of the situation. But before then, you got to get them to a spot where they're chill and...
Yeah, you can't just be a serial killer right out of the box.
Well, also in this situation specifically, you know, if he's this kind of, like, quasi-connected photographer in L.A., then it would be really easy for him to say, like, hey, I'll take your headshots, and then I'll take your head.
There was another guy who did that not that long ago, within the last 10 years. And he would go to the mall in Beverly Hills and say that he was a director or producer.
Yeah, and he dumped the body in the San Gabriel Valley, right?
Well, I believe there were a few of them.
That is an episode we need to do. Sorry. I just realized that is all of like all the bodies that were dumped in the Angeles National Forest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be a good episode. Sorry. You can cut that out later. But there's something to talk about just as a landmark for dead people. It's like not good. If they're looking in the Angeles National Forest, the person's dead.
Yeah. That should be, that would be a good episode. Always.
Well, I guess he would tell these girls, and a lot of them were very pretty, and he probably assumed correctly that they were in LA to be models or actresses.
Yeah.
And he said that he was either producing or directing or something, the latest James Bond movie.
Yes.
And they were casting for a Bond girl.
Oh, God.
And then he needed to take some pictures that they could meet him, and they had to wear a white shirt and a black skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And at one of the times, I remember the girl was kind of weirded out by this guy. I don't know, I can't remember the case exactly, but her boyfriend came. And when he saw the boyfriend, he like walked away. Maybe that's when they caught him. I can't remember.
I know what case you're talking about. And I can see the lady in my head. She was a blonde woman. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of the case. This is what happens when you watch all of these murder shows, is that they all kind of wash together.
That would be a good episode, though. We should do that.
The Angelus. Yeah, I think that could work really well.
We'll do that soon, everybody.
And I don't know if you saw, but our girl, Elisa Lam, was CBS did a little snippet on her like a couple weeks ago.
Biting motherfuckers. Jack and our style.
We were way ahead.
It was like a week or two after we were way out on that
Elisa Lam story.
We broke it, basically, is what you're saying. I mean, it was
I don't think anyone had known about it.
Nobody had ever even thought about it.
I bet that Soledad O'Brien ratted us out. Does she follow you on Twitter too, Carrie?
No.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know why, but Soledad O'Brien is following both Adam and I on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is she? I bet she's not. What?
And I'm lame because I only have
a reporter,
like,
right?
I have like 900 followers. Like, I don't know why anybody like that would follow me.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty awesome. So I get
seriously, I don't get it.
Yeah, it was weird. It was on it. But when I saw that she has like she follows 275,000 people, it's like, oh, you're one of those. Okay.
Is she a reporter?
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Big reporter.
Yeah, she used to work for CNN.
She's very pretty.
It's weird that she would feel the need to follow so many people. She's obviously thirsty.
Or driven.
Oh, do you think?
I'm going to say, maybe she is following me. I'll double check.
She's probably following you.
She probably is.
I don't want to live
in a world. I'm sure it's fine, Carrie.
Where Soledad O'Brien is following me and not you.
I agree.
Just saying.
I will move.
Yeah, I will move.
I don't know where.
So should we talk some ghost shit?
You know I want to, even though I already figured out a way to weasel it in earlier.
Oh, yeah. No.
Boo!
We can't just do murder on this show. Your show is about true crime.
Yeah.
We need to expand it. We need to talk about more stuff here.
Right.
Like ghosts and UFOs.
Oh, man.
We got some fun ghosts. Okay. I feel like all of our ghost and UFO stories are really fun this week.
I feel like you found one really, really solid ghost situation here.
This one's weird, yeah. It's more funny than creepy. Let's play the video.
It's not funny.
Well,
because the girl recording is crying. You can hear her crying. Well, first of all, we got to get in touch with this Paranormal Globe Corporation.
You're recording, Keitha? Don't cry, Keitha.
No lie, the first time I saw this video, I had a world star watermark on it. No, I will link to the original place I found it. I shit you not. It had a world star watermark the first time I found it.
Did it?
I know.
World star. World star ghosts. But what's happening,
you gotta
give everyone some play-by-play, is the spirit of this dead relative is communicating with this family through the search function on their Amazon Fire TV.
She's freaking out. That's the part that makes me the most nervous about this. Is the lady screaming in the corner is whatever, but the lady filming it is like crying.
And so here it goes talking again.
Yeah.
It say bye. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't wait to do a Ouija board.
I was going
to
say, is this the new Ouija board?
Yeah. Can my dad talk to me through my Amazon Fire TV stick?
Possibly.
Let's get him on the show. He was a funny guy.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Bring your dad on.
Also
Adam's
from Peoria.
Dad. Adam's dad.
If my mom was communicating through some kind of device to me, she'd be saying, you shouldn't be talking to dead people. That's what she would say.
It said miss you.
I know you lying. Miss you too, show. That's all you can see.
Shug. Maybe it's just Shug Knight communicating from prison.
You wish.
He say I wish. Listen, he say I wish I.
That was weird.
Hey. So. You, I wish I had two lives.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
I will say that that sounds like someone related to this lady trying to explain how he feels.
Yeah, it's very.
I mean, like, it is a.
Man, I'm about to cry, son.
Like,
I don't know what this is. Like, this creeped me out.
But the problem is this would be so. Well, it would be easy to recreate, but they were typing. Well, no, I've never.
It seems like they're typing quickly, though.
Yeah, but they could have the. There's a keyboard that you can buy for those things that would make typing.
I still feel like they'd be slow typers. Like, 14 words a minute.
You mean ghosts?
No.
I mean their dead relative.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think, yeah. I mean, I just think it was, look, it definitely could be someone in the other room playing a prank. Like, definitely that's what it could be. But what I will say is that the people, the girl recording and the lady off screen definitely think this is happening. That is that much I can feel confident in saying.
So it's either an amazing prank or
it's a ghost.
Or they got a haunted Amazon Fire Stick. Sometimes that happens.
Can you imagine how pissed you would be if, like, you go through all the trouble of living and dying and the only way you can communicate is through this busted ass Amazon Fire Stick? Not even Apple TV.
I have an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, but you don't want it in the afterlife. That's my point.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's not...
I'm definitely going to be an Apple devotee in the afterlife. There's fewer ports. That's less
that's
opportunity
what I'm saying.
For
much
evil
more
spirits to get in.
Streamline afterlife experience. Definitely what? Not Amazon.
What no. if this is their 15 minutes of fame?
That's even sadder.
This right now? Yeah. Us talking about it on this podcast?
No, just them being on YouTube. Like, what if this is it for that? Like, what? I think I'm going to peak a bit. Like, I think I'm just going to keep exonerating people.
Carrie's just bringing this back to the human element. So what you're saying is that, like, this is it for them. It's just the whole family in general.
Right. Like,
this
what do you think your 15 minutes of fame could be?
Hopefully it's our podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a few more than 15.
I was in an Apple Jacks commercial as
a
kid.
I had some really powerful articles on the internet.
I was on Singled Out. 3 times.
I know, and I love that about you. She was on Singled Out 3 times.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that amazing?
I got out in the first round.
I remember
times.
Watching Singled Out thinking, like, wow, all those people are so much cooler than me. And sure enough, they were.
One of them, I was trying not to be a prissy bitch. And I was like, are you diamonds or cubic zirconia? And I said, cubic zirconia, trying to keep it real because I'm Carrie from the streets.
Yep, you
I don't know if there's a sound effect for that.
No, there is not.
And so I got out because he wanted diamonds. And when we walked by, they were like, do something. And all 3 times I was like, what? And I did the hand.
She gave the talk to the hand.
Yeah, all 3 times.
So 90s. I love it.
What?
Okay, go to the one that I got. Okay, the 5 ghosts captured on CCTV. This is my favorite. And I found this because of the scary Amazon Fire thing that you sent. Just as a side note.
5 very chilling videos of ghosts caught on CCTV cameras.
Yeah, and they managed to get the aliens from Arrival at the opening title card.
From Fact Faction.
In this video, we take a look at 5 of the most
scary
chilling
already?
CCTV videos that show paranormal
the
activity.
The font definitely is
number
not.
Number 1. The Wingate Hotel Ghost.
Okay.
On September 14th, 2003 at the Wingate Hotel in Illinois. There were numerous reports of
Illinois
loud noises coming from room 209, which is located on the second floor of the hotel. Screams were said to have been heard, and in the video you can see one of the hotel workers investigating the noise, and you can also hear the hotel manager in the background.
Amy, John's gonna enter the room real quick.
Once he goes into the room,
dude,
he
badass.
Finds a lot of strange
looks
things, and we can see a ghostly figure walk out and into the hallway.
Yeah.
John.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
John, are you there? Okay, Amy, John wants you to call the police right now, if you don't mind. He says no one's in there, but that all of the furniture's
I found a good one. 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 It gets better.
But nobody's in
the shower's on.
I'm officially freaked out now.
Yeah, fuck that ghost thing right there.
Where's the dog? That golden retriever?
What?
Oh, the captain.
Yeah, captain.
We need to get the captain on this. Number Remember two. The captain?
Oh, ghost yeah.
Sniff out a in bark. A Malaysian hotel.
This is
a very creepy video that was allegedly captured in the Malaysian hotel. We
fucking
can
Malaysia.
See a chair moving
allegedly.
On its own
Look
and
at
a
this.
Door slamming shut. The video then cuts to a room where a woman is alone and is sitting on a chair. Behind her, we can see
this
another chair that slides out on its own, and the woman appears to get very nervous.
And
moments
then,
later, a chair in front of her moves by itself and the woman jumps up and falls to the ground in fear. She then tries to escape the room, but once she starts running, the entity moves several objects to the door and blocks her in. She hits her head on the table and seconds later appears to be unconscious.
She got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, she did.
Number three.
I would have shit myself.
Manchester poltergeist caught on
I like
CCTV
this one too. You guys, we gotta share this link. It's so
November
good.
2012,
we will. We're gonna start
the
doing
early
articles
hours at an office
these.
Building on Liverpool Road,
oh,
Manchester.
This is so good. This looks like your
CCTV
old office.
CCTV footage oh, yeah, catches what appears to be a poltergeist roaming the building and creating a mess. It is said that this footage
Naughty
is what the security workers witnessed at the time as they were flicking from camera to camera.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I wish Jeff were here.
Yeah, well, he'd be all skeptical and
yeah, but look at this. This is interesting.
It. He wouldn't believe any
Wait,
of it.
Wait, it gets weirder. Yeah, I know he wouldn't. That's a skeptic for you. No fun.
I did have beef with the video
Look,
before this, and
yeah,
we'll talk about it.
I'll give you that, but this is a little weird.
Yeah, this one's weird.
You can skip ahead if you want, but it's very scary.
Is it very scary or is it pretty scary? Whoa!
That's perfect.
Yeah, like all the computer monitors flashed.
I don't like that. That scares me the most. Can you fucking imagine?
What is that?
Where do they work? I want to be prepared. I want a will. I want a pension. I want my bills reviewed.
No wonder. It's a bunch of unhappy...
I want my PPO back? Are they like in a health insurance office?
Yeah, and all the
insurance agency?
All the life insurance victims are coming back to haunt the file cabinets.
So.
See, I have...
Yeah, they're pissed.
I have reservations about this, too.
Of course.
But I have like... Well, with
well,
the first
course.
One, the first one, it's the same question. Or the one before... Now, the first one was great. The hotel one, that one
that
was...
That one...
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The second one, why were they filming? Like, it looked like someone was hiding in the rafters filming.
It was CCTV. That's all this is. The theme
oh,
is CCTV. Yeah, that's the whole...
CCTV, yeah. Close
so
caption.
So it's security cameras catching all of
Number
these things.
Number four. The Whitsable Shop Ghost.
Number four.
This video was taken in 2013
I like this
in
one.
That's
England.
A still picture, stupid.
We can see oh, a customer as he
Now who's
the
stupid,
shelf
stupid?
For products. Behind him, we can see a box of tea bags that appear to be...
Tea bags!
Another
Jeff May joke
falls off the shelf, and the man picks it up unaware
like
of the
floating
like an old
dude doesn't understand what's going down.
He got teabagged.
Ew. He got teabagged.
Ooh. Is that a box of tampons floating in the air?
Yeah.
It's teabags, then. It's a box of tea bags.
The shopkeeper says she's baffled by the footage, but has not
it's
changed
on the shelf next to the bangers and mash.
Paranormal, although she admits she has no idea how to explain it.
So she's officially a not fun boss.
It's only two tea bags. Like
it's a box.
Well, what two boxes? Like I want more.
This is number five, Carlisle Castle.
This video, which was taken in 2014 at the Carlisle Castle Hotel in Australia, starts with CCTV footage of what appears to be a ghostly image that seems to be waving at the camera.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, hi.
How's it going? You got a creepy long arm.
It then shows a male worker opening a fridge, and at the same moment we can see two glass bottles falling out of the shelf.
Oh God, why?
Perfectly good wine.
Why would they do that?
Then cuts to the other side of the bar, and we can see a female worker standing still. All of a sudden, a glass object seems to move on its own and smash on the ground.
The fuck?
I feel like this one, I'll make the argument that this one thing is almost the most interesting thing, because her reaction is like, because the thing that flies off.
If you'd like to see more videos,
watch
like
it. Like
thing,
ends with like
subscribe.
7 days. The rate that thing flies off the counter is actually pretty interesting, and she looks genuinely surprised by it.
Yeah, there was just the one. I guess if they're all CCTV, what I didn't like about the office one is they were like, this is footage of them flicking from room to room, but they're flipping the camera to each new room, like just in time to catch the next thing that happens. Like, how do they know what room to flip to,
well,
to catch all the shenanigans?
Here's one of the things that
that's
I've
short
learned
for shenanigans
working with Carrie here on White Wine True Crime is that sometimes in order to save money, depending on how much capital a company has, their security systems will, instead of filming all rooms at once, will just go in sequence throughout the building.
But they said the guards were flipping.
No, they were just watching.
Oh.
They're saying that the guards turned the footage in because they were up watching this thing, watching these things happen. But again, like, I don't know, but I hope it's real, because then there's something awesome happening in the universe.
Yeah. There's something strange in the neighborhood.
Stop. I'm not going to let you do that.
Oh.
Boo.
I'm just saying, there's something weird that don't look good.
Yep. Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call? Should we wrap it up, or should we talk about UFO stuff?
I think we could watch. We could do UFO stuff on the next one.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we'll save the UFO stuff.
We'll save the UFO
stuff. We covered murder and ghosts on this one, which I feel strongly about. And we also drilled down to a pretty good topic for something to explore in more greater detail.
Yeah. Yeah. We're making progress. We're making moves. We're off next week because
turkey.
These episodes are going to go up on Thursdays, and next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
You don't want us then.
I do.
No, not you. I mean the listeners.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to us on Thanksgiving. So we're taking Thursday and Friday off next week. Get off our backs. Whew.
When are we going on our first field trip?
We got to figure that out.
Let's murder someone in the Angeles National Forest.
Perfect.
I still think we should do
this.
I feel
like that's too easy.
I still think we should do the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah. I agree.
Mostly because it's
even if
in
we
my
stay,
neighborhood.
Yeah, oh. We should go visit. And I'm almost opting no Ouija board, but Amazon Fire Stick for sure.
Oh, I got a Ouija in there.
Yeah, we got to take a Ouija board to the Cecil Hotel.
I just like how scared Carrie is.
Are you scared?
Yeah, the more I start thinking about it, I start getting freaked out.
Don't be scared. You'll have a room with Caitlin. I'll be in there by my fucking self.
Are we really going to stay over?
Of course.
We'll figure this out.
It's probably $40 a night.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
New Year's resolution.
We can
do it
that
New Year's Eve.
We can do it on Thanksgiving while everyone else is at home eating turkey with their family.
Let's do it. Let's stay on Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving.
In theaters this December.
Good.
Okay. We should wrap it up.
Yeah, we should.
This has been pretty scary.
It's been pretty scary.
I would say it's been pretty scary. We talked about a lot of scary stuff. We got we didn't get to things found on Mars.
That's a whole episode, and I have a lot to say about what you discovered.
Yeah, yeah, I did discover it all myself.
I know you did.
Yeah,
thanks for that. Making that trek, man.
Yeah, you know.
That was nice of you. Can't wait to talk to you about the Mars squirrel.
It's the least I can.
Wasn't that a Ray
fucking
Bradbury
Mars squirrel
book?
The Mars squirrel.
It is now.
Yeah.
That's our book.
There's a Ray Bradbury book about that.
There's a there's a Ray Bradbury.
Wasn't that a Matt Damon movie?
This the is Martian just... or the Mars squirrel?
All of it.
How do you
Matt
pronounce
Damon
Martian?
Is the Mars squirrel.
Oh.
Close the door. Close the door.
Oh, this was fun.
Do we... I only have enough saved up for 1 month.
Do we have anything to plug?
Yeah. You can also find us on a fabulous podcast called White Wine True Crime. You can find us on iTunes. We are also on Twitter at WWTCrime and on Instagram at WWTCrime. And then on Facebook, it's just White Wine True Crime. Also, I am Bossy Matilda on Twitter. And you could be just like Soledad O'Brien and follow me.
Yeah. Be like Soledad O'Brien, guys.
Carrie.
And she'll follow you too, Carrie, but go ahead. Don't feel bad.
Somewhere on YouTube, you can find my failed Miss Chillicothe attempt.
I gotta find it.
1994.
Gotta find it.
That's it. That's all I want to plug this week.
That makes perfect sense. I have, nothing. Just follow me on Twitter at Adam Todd Brown.
I am excited.
We're doing shows in the Pacific Northwest, but I'll plug those at some point.
We also just so you know, if this is dropping Thursday, Wednesday, so the day before this is dropping, traveling through time, we're going to be dropping the episode where we cover the Amanda Knox documentary on Netflix, and it's a fun one. So just double plug, and Jessica Keenan's on it, and she's hilarious.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'll be on your podcast again someday.
Yeah, we'll bring you on. It'll happen.
Yeah, we'll schedule that. Maybe him and Soledad could both be on. And I'll take the day off. It'll just be like Twitter buddies.
Well, yeah, I feel like she's probably going to feel weird if
Twitter friends.
I mean, if you need to use my plates, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to go home and crawl into bed and read Mars Squirrel.
You have to edit your podcast tonight.
Yeah, I do.
I just wanted to remind you.
Fuck you.
I have to work tonight, too. So get her, Mars Squirrel.
Get her.
All right. Let's get out of here. Carrie, say goodbye.
Bye. Boo.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, big buddy. We love you.